Are we seeing the beginning of the next shutdown? Hello and welcome to the latest edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and I am joined today by Regional Counselor for Ward 3, Mike Cluett. Now, Mike, first off, thank you so much for joining me, and you're here with me a few hours after Premier Doug Ford announced new restrictions, some for all of Ontario, some for just Toronto, Peel, and Ottawa, those being new limits of people at restaurants and gyms and banquet halls. Mike, it was just a couple of weeks ago when Premier Ford gave new restrictions to those three regions, and by the next day, they were Ontario-wide. So I'm going to ask you, do you think we're likely going to see these restrictions in Milton in the coming future?
That's a very good question. One of the things that we, as a community in Halton Region and here in Milton, have to do is to maintain the sort of go back to the basics. As we've seen now over the last couple of weeks, especially since the beginning of the month in September, we've seen a pretty consistent rise in the number of COVID active cases. We've also seen a slight increase in our testing, but the increase in our testing is actually not as high. The rate of increase in our testing is not as high as the rate of increase of our active cases. So it's showing that community spread is happening. Halton Hills, for example, near the beginning of September was at a very low number. I believe they were at zero for some time, and now they're up into 21, or actually 23 as of today. Milton was in single digits, 5 to 6 active cases, and now here we are at the beginning of the next month, and we're at 26 active cases. Burlington's at 43 active cases. Oakville's at 62 active cases. These numbers, I would say, are very concerning. I wouldn't go to the point of saying alarming. We're not trying to create panic within the community, but we do have to reiterate the basics of keeping our social circles very tight, washing our hands, wearing a mask in public when social distancing or not being able to physically distance is there for you, and to limit any unnecessary travel. So I know Thanksgiving's coming. People want to go out to see their family and friends, but we're just asking people to use some common sense when it comes to this so we can get these numbers back down again.
Mike, as you mentioned, Thanksgiving is next weekend. Halloween is at the end of the month, and then it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Christmas. With the holidays fast approaching, Mike, and with the level of uncertainty that we have right now, how important is it for residents to shop local?
Well, the premier announced that, officially we are in that second wave, and we do have to take these things into consideration. Our businesses, especially here locally in town, are hanging on by a thread. Many have gone into debt even more personally to keep their doors open. And that's going from the restaurant and the hospitality industry to our hairdressers and barbers and to our small business shops that are up and down Main Street and all throughout the town of Milton. It's so vitally important that we support them as much as possible. Whether it be, like I said, from a restaurant point of view, using the takeout. So if you're not comfortable being on a patio, it's getting cooler, so it's going to be harder to go into a patio. And if you're not comfortable with being inside the restaurant, make sure you do what we did at the beginning part of the spring. Yeah. Milton Strong was happening, and people were supporting our local businesses, and I think we really need to sort of re-energize that movement again to keep our local businesses afloat, especially during this time.
I'm joined by Regional Counselor Mike Cluett for This Week in Milton. Mike, as we are starting to run short on time, I wanted to look at the future, and I mean 20, 30 years into the future. I spoke with Counselor Chaloner last week, and he touched on the town's policy coming up and what that means for the future. This week, there's a virtual meeting discussing it. What can you share on Milton's town policy and what it could mean for our future?
Well, we've embarked on this process. Letstalkmilton.ca is the website that you can go to. You can register. You can click on the different items that are going to be being discussed as planning for the next 20 plus years and what Milton is going to look like. We're still at the beginning of stages. of this process. So we really want to hear people's stories. We want to hear what people would like to see in 20 years going forward. You know, personally, we want to start talking about, you know, what kind of housing options should we as a community have available? Single family homes, townhomes, condominiums, but, you know, more rental apartments for our young people and our seniors. Looking at intensification down by the Milton GO station with the Milton Mobility Hub. You know, what kind of services should be available? What kind of, how can we promote active transportation? What kind of businesses would you like to see us attract to Milton to be part of, you know, be part of this growth? It's going to require a lot of stretching on a part of residents, because I know people like to keep things as they are, and it's kind of hard to put that hat, put that hat on to look forward to 20 plus years from now. And members of council will also have to do that as well. We all have our, you know, desire of keeping Milton as it is. We want to keep that small town feel. The growth is happening. It's provincially mandated. We have to move forward. And that's why it's important for the residents of Milton to have their say, what they'd like, and also to be able to be open to some change. Because Milton 20 years from now is going to definitely look different from Milton today. And we want to make sure that we're growing it in the best possible way. And we can only do that with public input.
And that's all the time we've got. Thank you so much for doing this, Mike.
Anytime. Glad to be here. And shop local, shop Milton, folks.
That is Mike Cluett, Regional Counselor for Milton's Ward 3. If you are just tuning in now, you can catch the full interview at miltonnow.ca. We will have it up on the website before the end of the hour. Tune in next week as we're looking to speak with Counselor Rick DeLorenzo. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.